You know, the one thing that you don't have to worry about this week if you're in East Lansing is feeling, well, you know, lonely. Or maybe you do. You know, I guess it's been said that loneliness is not a factor of just being by yourself. There are people who can be around others and feel terribly lonely, and others who don't have people around them all the time just revel in the solitude. It's just, I guess it's just how we're all different makeup-wise, but there's something social about the human nature, and that's to our, you know, I think genetically too, that's to our credit over low these many years. Let's talk about this issue this morning with our good friend, Regional Psychological Services, Dr. John Braccio. DrJohnB.com is the website. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave.
Good to talk to you. It's good to have you here too. Am I off base on that, that people can be, some people can be terribly empty and lonely in the crowd and others can feel like they're right where they're supposed to be without anybody around them for miles?
Well, you're absolutely right. When I talk about loneliness as a condition in terms of a mental health issue,
right,
it's when a person is really suffering and having a hard time and feeling alone. That's usually the result of poor self-esteem. There could be feelings of abandonment in the past or unworthiness to have friends. That's a little different than the person who, the Trappist monk is an example, or somebody who wants to be
right
alone. And everybody likes to be alone, I think, every now and then, top of a mountaintop or near a water, in a park somewhere. But when you're lonely and you really, that's a bad place to be. It's a place where you feel lost, you feel no one cares, you feel you're not worthy, you're fearful of attempting to talk to people.
Right.
You're not sure that people really, you know, even want to know you. I think Sister Teresa, you know, the most terrible poverty is loneliness and the feeling of being unloved. I think that's a good way of putting it. And so if you feel lonely, if you feel that way, you're going to feel you like a 1,000-pound brick on you. You really don't really know what to do. And I think when that happens, you have to really start working on yourself. You have to start telling yourself over and over again, like cognitive restructuring, you do deserve to be with people. You deserve to be cared for. And it's a hard thing to do if you don't believe that and you're alone. And then another one you have to ask yourself, why are you lonely? Why do you feel that way? It could be the death of a spouse. You could have moved to another area. There could be a lot of
and some
reasons.
Of that is completely normal. I mean, it just...
That is normal.
Yeah.
But the person does have to work at things if they want to get over loneliness. Let's assume that's what they really want to. And I think always smiling and saying hello, you know, you're not going to run into rejection if you say hello. If you're waiting for people to say hello to you, you might definitely run into rejection. But if you say hello, I mean, you're not
going
to.
All right. There are parts of New York City you don't want to get crazy with that, okay?
But I
take your point, and I think you're right, Doc. I mean, most of the time, if you smile and you say, hey, how's it going? You know, and you give somebody a smile, you're going to get at least a half smile in return.
And I think another thing, too, you want to listen to what others say. I think people that are lonely often have maybe too many sad things, unhappy things to say, or they are fearful of saying anything. But if you listen to what others say, it can be helpful because people want to talk. They want to share experiences. So if you can learn some experiences, some things they're feeling, then you're in a better position to share and potentially develop a relationship, a friendship with the person based on some mutual things in common. And a lot of times people that are lonely, they are totally isolated, but then when they do find someone, they unload and they kind of wear the person out. So you really do have to work, just always work on being ready to listen to others, looking for the good in people, but most importantly, seeing the good in yourself and recognizing that you deserve to be around people, you deserve to see people. And Dave, I'll tell you, I've seen so much loneliness, people that I've talked to over many years, both in my work and outside, that they're alone, they don't see anyone, they don't talk to anyone, and they're really unhappy, but they don't quite have a way out. They feel this is just the way it is. No one wants to see me. When I see people, I feel awkward. No one calls me, no one writes me, and I think you have to go out, join a group, go to a church, or a church group, volunteer. You have to do things because part of getting over loneliness is action, and loneliness is part of the depression continuum. So when a person's depressed, they're generally not in a mood to be doing anything except for moping or feeling alone or feeling lost.
Is there truth to the statement, it's an old saw, that, you know, if you want a friend, be a friend? I mean,
I think that's absolutely true. If you want a friend, you have to be there for another person. You have to get to know them. Cicero said that a friend is another you. It's another, all of a sudden, two of you are in the world. I think that is true, too. But to be a friend, you have to be willing to share. You have to be willing to listen. You have to be there when that person needs you and that person does the same for you. And if you've run into some bad friendships or bad relationships, then that can lead to you not willing to try. But that's where you need to get some balance on, you know, what is fair, you know, that type thing. Like, if I help you, do you help me? Am I the one always calling you? Do you call me sometimes? So these are all the things that people have to work on. And it's not an easy road. That's why many people are in therapy for this or talk to priests, ministers, friends. But the main thing is to start something, to become involved and recognize you are worthy. You're worthy of friends. You're worthy of being around people. And you just want to be a good friend and someone who really does share and just wants to have the love and caring of another human being.
And that's good. And I wonder if, in your opinion, before we go, has social media changed the dynamic with that? Can people be more, is there any substitution in social media for actual going out and we say hands-on friendship, but or can it be kind of a surrogate with some, or is it dangerous that way? I mean, that's a whole other segment, but has that opened up the door for those who would say, I suffer from a chronic, you know, feeling of emptiness and loneliness in my life, but I have social media. Have you heard that from anybody?
Well, those are all yes and no answers, and I think it depends. Well, it depends on the person. I believe if you're utterly isolated, then communicating with people on the internet in a positive way can be useful. Like if you're into art, if you're into stamps, if you're into any topic, you can find a group of people you can interact with. I think that's important. You can spend a lot of time reading and learning, but ultimately, people, seeing people tactile, meeting, hugging,
yes,
talking, communicating,
yeah,
is critical. But I feel that the internet can be useful in terms of talking to people, getting to know people, but there's a danger, you know, when you're just
better
on a machine, one machine or the, but better, there are
better than
churches.
Nothing. Yeah, it's better. Better
than nothing. Yeah. But on the other hand, the but is try to find places where you can go volunteering, helping is the key to life, because we all need people. We need tactile. We need touching. We need people that love us and we love them. It's really part of being a full-fledged, good, effective human being.
That's good advice all the way around. And I listen to you all here back and forth. I'm trying to pick up the nuance of your voice, but even then, it goes so far, and I can't see you arch an eyebrow. The body language that goes into communication with another human. I mean, we take it, I promise you, we take it for granted, but that body language is hugely important. And
we can only agree, my good friend. And even good Italians like us, we can talk, but we do like to see each other.
Listen to my hands. My hands are telling you what I'm trying to convey to you right now. I mean, I've heard that in my family before many times, so not necessarily in a bad way. DrJohnB.com is the website. The podcast will be there shortly. Loneliness, the condition of the human psyche. It's something that can be treated, but you've got to kind of take a step yourself in the right direction and know when it's causing so many problems. Always good to talk to you. You do not bring loneliness to the radio dial. Dr. John Braccio here.
Great to talk to you, sir.
All right, we'll talk to you next time around.
Bye-bye.
More ahead, we'll go from the light to the dark. Dark stores issue here in Michigan. That's on 1320. More compelling talk radio. WILS.